This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has expressed his appreciation to Denmark as a U.S. ally. This comes after President Donald Trump canceled a state visit to the country. The State Department said Pompeo spoke to his Danish counterpart by phone Wednesday and discussed strengthening cooperation with the Kingdom of Denmark. Trump earlier this week canceled a planned visit to Denmark after his suggestion that the Danes sell Greenland to the U.S. was rejected. President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers. But Trump Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. He attempted to clarify what he meant Wednesday.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Trump's attack came as he again assailed two first-term Muslim lawmakers, Democratic members of Congress Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Both are vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians. Both were denied entry to Israel last week after Trump pressured its government to keep them out. A North Korean spokesman said Thursday that the United States' recent testing of mid-range cruise missiles and plans to deploy fighter jets around the Korean Peninsula would trigger a new Cold War in the region. In a statement on a government website, the official said North Korea remains unchanged in its position to resolve all issues through dialogue and negotiation. We have this full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump saying Wednesday he wants Russia back at the group of seven summits of the world's leading economies, even though it still controls Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula.
It's come up. Should we put Russia back in? We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there so we can speak directly, not have to speak all the, by telephone and other things.
Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula. French President Emmanuel Macron took a firmer stance Wednesday against simply letting Russia rejoin the G7 without resolving the Ukraine conflict. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson continued on the second stop of his European tour discussing Brexit negotiations Thursday. He met with Macron, who said there was not enough time in the month ahead to negotiate a new Brexit withdrawal agreement. Wednesday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel challenged Britain to come up with alternatives to the Irish border backstop within 30 days, a challenge which Johnson readily accepted. China has appealed to Washington to meet each other halfway and settle the tariff war. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
A government spokesman warns planned U.S. tariff hikes will escalate trade friction. The U.S. is pressing China to narrow its trade surplus and roll back plans for government-led development of global competitors in robotics and other technologies. Beijing's trading partners say those plans violate its market's opening commitments.
That was the AP's Zaria Shakali reporting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has accused non-governmental organizations of setting forest fires. This comes a day after the government monitoring agency said the country has seen a record number of wildfires this year. The WWF has blamed this year's sharp increase on accelerating deforestation in the Amazon, which is seen as crucial to keeping climate change in check. Robert Mugga is co-founder of the Igarapé Institute and a political scientist out of Brazil. He says the deforestation of the Amazon will not only affect Brazil and South America, but it will have consequences for the rest of the world.
It also affects evapotranspiration, which is essentially the cloud cover that moderates our climate in Brazil and all across South America, but also the oceans around the world. So the fact that we're seeing this happening right now in Brazil isn't just bad for Brazil and the cities of Brazil, which are affected by pollution and water shortages. It's a problem for the world.
Conservationists have blamed Bolsonaro for the plight of the Amazon. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.